The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 567.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She's an Emmy-nominated host and TV host and producer, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Rasha Goel. Rasha, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. Well, I'm based here in Los Angeles, and I work in television reporting, hosting, and producing. So I do a lot of entertainment reporting and correspondent work on the international side, and then I also report and produce local news here in Los Angeles.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Rasha, what's your cultural background?
I am South Asian American, so I'm East Indian, basically. My parents are from India.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote? Well, there's several, but I love this one by Theodore Roosevelt. Believe you can, and you're halfway there.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And I believe belief is the first thing that you need to have before taking the action. If you don't have belief in yourself, then you're not going to go out there and do the things that you want. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
You know, to me, I feel that self-confidence is loving yourself, and it's really being you. And I heavily emphasize the words be you. You know, you must love yourself in order for other people to love you. And I think to really understand that you are a unique personality and there is no one else on this planet like you, and to really just to own that. So it's having that confidence when you're working, when you're in relationships with people, anything that you do, but trusting and believing and appreciating who you are.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And I also agree, we're all made differently. We're all born differently. And, there's only one of us. So we should just show our true selves, our authentic selves. So thanks for sharing that great definition. And, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, I'm going to first real quickly add to what you said, Sheena. I love that you use the word authentic, because I think right now is a great time for people to really start living in that and practicing that instead of trying to be someone else. So that comes with the confidence. But for me, I grew up feeling insecure. I was that little Indian girl who went to school with, the two little braids and my glasses. And academically, I did very well. But I just never felt pretty enough. I think that was something that always just bothered me, especially in elementary and junior high, and even throughout high school, just feeling very insecure about who I was. Because academically, yes, I did well, and I knew I was a smart girl, and my parents were very happy with that. But again, just being with other friends, and especially during high school, when people are getting asked to dances and whatnot, you just, if you're not dating a lot either, you just don't feel pretty enough, right? And I didn't, on the exterior, feel that I was as good looking as my best friend, or I was cool enough. And of course, here I am years later, I've selected the entertainment industry as my career, which I definitely feel I was, led to be here for a reason. I'm very passionate about my work. I love what I do. And I think it was very painful at times before I really grew into owning who I was and learning how unique I was on my own, because I didn't love myself. I didn't love myself enough at that time.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think growing up, we always feel like we're so insecure, especially how we're brought up. We feel like we're never enough. We have to keep going and doing and be more, not realizing who we are is just more than enough. And what was that point in your life when you realized you were more than enough to go out there, especially like you mentioned, going into the entertainment industry, because it's not typical, right? What was that aha moment?
Well, for your listeners, I'm going to share two aha moments, if that's okay with you, because I feel like for all the women or just in general people listening, there's, different age groups. One of my first aha moments was at 17 years old, and I had joined a beauty pageant, which was for the South Asian community. So it was an Indian beauty pageant. And, it was the first time that I actually put myself out on stage. Even though I knew I wanted to always be in front of the camera, it was really one of the few places that I put myself out there and thought, okay, I'm good enough to compete in this pageant. I did not win, but I did come in top 5 and then top 3. And my aha moment was actually when one of the biggest Bollywood celebrities was there, someone who I really respected. And she actually came up to me after the show on her own and said, you know what? I know you didn't win tonight. She goes, but you really stood out there. She said, from your presentation to on stage, to your question answer, to your grace, she's like, there was just something about you that captivated me. And she goes, I really think you have something special. So whatever you plan on doing, just do it, because you really have that charm. And you know, at 17, that really stuck with me. And it really made me feel like, wow, I am good enough. You know, I can look pretty on stage, and I can compete with some of these girls who I thought were cooler than I was, or they had, you know, they had access to more resources in the pageant world than I did. And I thought I just didn't have enough. That was a very pivotal moment in my life at that young age. And then the other moment was, I would have to say, now, 3 years ago, you know, I was working with a mentor, a media coach, and I'm sorry, actually a life coach. And we had to do a journaling activity, and she told me to write down 50 things I had accomplished. And it could be anything from playing a sport to going to a dance class to, you know, getting nominated for that Emmy. And I tell you, Sheena, when I sat down and made the list and I went back and I looked at it, there was this huge aha moment in that I don't need to prove my success or worth to anyone. Looking at all those things that I had accomplished on my own, on my journey, that was enough for me to realize that success is defined in my terms. I don't have to be on a certain platform. I don't have to be, you know, have a show like the Kardashians or something, or, you know, be out there. Yes, I have, you know, there's things I want to accomplish still that I want to do. You know, I want to have my own talk show. But at the same time, success was defined by who I am. I don't need the external people to define it. So those were two huge pivotal aha moments for me at different age times.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, like, you know, listing 50 things that you've accomplished, right? I mean, not a lot of people realize how much success they have, right? They're so focused on what society thinks is successful or what a win is, not that all these little wins that we have along the way doesn't matter anymore. But when we list those things, like, it really does give us that boost to realize, like, we are more than okay to go out there and just do what we want and not have to care what people think of us, right? Or, you know, just kind of let go of what other people expect of us. And it's a great feeling. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
Well, I think, you know, it's definitely changed. I am so proud of who I am. I'm more secure in the decisions I make, you know, and I realize that, look, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some, right? We're not, I mean, this is a journey. And I think, but if along that journey, you can appreciate what you've done, I think that is going to be more impactful. You know, I can give an example of the industry I work in, the entertainment industry, and going on auditions and meeting people and meetings and networking and all this, and you don't book a gig. And that's made me realize it's not a reflection of who I am or that I'm not talented enough. It's just that maybe what wasn't the right thing. But I still value myself and my talent, and I'm not taking other people's decisions to heart as I used to. And I really, at this point, I don't worry about the external factors anymore. I'm just really focused on my own personal and my individual growth. And to me, that's a priority now, because I know who I am.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one thing you would give to her?
I would say, love yourself first. Please do not compare yourself to others. Again, we all have our individual journeys and paths. You know, celebrate your uniqueness and just who you are. And I'm going to leave you with this too. You know, if you need to write a list of 5 to 10 things about yourself, you know, what you've, and appreciate the person you are. It could be a list of your accomplishments, your personality traits. It could even be a physical feature. I wrote down that I love my eyes. I'm very expressive. And that's one of my favorite features on my face. But really, own who you are, because you are beautiful.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And I love that, you know, writing, you know, 5 to 10 things about yourself, no matter what it is. I think sometimes writing it out, we can see things a lot clearer and realize that, you know, we have more to offer than we realize. We are capable of doing what we want. So thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Oh, absolutely. And I would, and you know, I love engaging with people, so feel free to please follow or reach out on Instagram. I'm at Rasha Goel. That's RASHAGOEL. You can also look me up on Twitter at the same word, Rasha Goel. And then, of course, I have my website, which is RashaGoel.com.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Rasha, you can also head on over to thetaofselfconfidence.com and search for Rasha's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Rasha for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Rasha.
Oh, Sheena, thank you so much. And I love what you're doing. I think this is a beautiful thing that you've created for all of us out there. So congrats to you as well. And truly, it was an honor to be here with you today. Thank you.
No, thank you. It was really an honor to have you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.